Do you have your alarm set? I don't. Even though Black Friday is just around the corner, and stores will be opening up at some unnatural hour with blockbuster savings, I'm going to sleep in. I've never been one of those people who's willing to get up before dawn, stand in a line that wraps around the block, all in the hopes that the item I want is on sale and is still on the shelf. Yeah, I've seen those videos of people rushing into stores and grabbing things out of each other's hands. I know that for some, there's a thrill, a rush, getting up before the crack of dawn in pursuit of a special purchase. I have to imagine that it is some deep-seated instinct, perhaps something that we as human beings developed over hundreds of thousands of years of our existence, that we need to go out and hunt and track down that elusive prey. It seems to me that for some people, it is the planning and searching and getting it before someone else does that matters more than the item itself. Just today, I saw a sign for a local soap shop. Yep, you heard right, a soap shop. It's going to be opening up at 6:30 a.m. on Black Friday so that everyone could fill their soap needs. No offense to those who own the shop or those who are going to rush in at 6:30 a.m. But personally, I can't imagine that there is anything anyone needs at 6:30 a.m. from a boutique soap shop. Unless it's 6:30, the shop is giving soap away free to the first 100 customers. What makes this all the more complicated is that with online shopping, whether it's from Amazon or another big box online retailer, or from a small boutique store, one can buy whatever one wants from the convenience of one's home while wearing PJs and sipping coffee. And given that many of these online stores are also doing Black Friday specials or promoting specials for Cyber Monday, which now seems to stretch for over an entire week, I don't get it. I understand that retailers want to create a sense of urgency, that they want shoppers to believe that if they don't buy it right now, they're not going to get the best price or maybe the item will sell out. But in a world where one can search the web looking for the item one wants, does anyone really believe they aren't going to get what they need? What they want? Black Friday has moved from being a shopping event to a cultural phenomena. It's more than buying something on sale. It's about being part of something larger than oneself. It's another version of going to a football game or a political rally. It's about being with a group of people who are all engaged in the same activity. For those of you who are willing to get up to face those crowds, good luck. And for those like me who are going to enjoy a little extra sleep on a morning we don't have to get up, enjoy. And to everyone, a happy Thanksgiving. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.